Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to record a quick video, really. I hate doing these, as I've said on many previous occasions, but it's Monday morning, full of energy, but just wanted to kind of really speak to my colleagues who are also preparing for their shift today, you know, getting their scrubs on, you know, getting their medical equipment ready, and just begging you, just imploring you to do the right thing. That's all I'm asking. In the last couple of weeks, really, you know, well, in the last couple of months, really, it's become blatantly obvious what's happening here with these jabs. I've been speaking about it for months and months now. In fair isolation, really, you know, watching my colleagues who have had the bravery to speak out, discipline, regulatory, harassment, struck off in many cases. And it seems that it's a trend for anyone who would speak out against the narrative, despite the apparent protections from freedom to speak up, guardianship and whistleblowing that the NHS supposedly provides. Guys, I'll put it to you straight, really, you know, that even in this last week, I'll give a few examples. I've seen people in their 30s having strokes. I've had strokes, should I say, after 24 hours after the jab. I've seen two really tragic cases this week. One when I was working in London, where a lady's 31 and she's got metastatic cancer, fully jabbed. I think she had four. Didn't see this lady directly, but that doesn't happen. She leaves behind two children. Two children. Even this week in the practice that I'm at today, you know, we've had a chap who 3 weeks after his first jab went from marathon running to dilated cardiomyopathy, and he's now on at least 10 drugs and had further jabs despite going into acute heart failure, and he's been told it's genetic. I've seen people given jabs that are out of date. I've seen people that have been given jabs under heavy coercion. For example, last week I saw somebody who went in to have the flu jab and said that he was not allowed to have the flu jab unless he had the COVID jab at the same time. I also saw a child that was given the influenza jab intranasally and was given the COVID jab without parents' knowledge at another surgery. These things are stacking up now, and I'm seeing tragedies. I'm seeing blood clots in young people. I'm seeing heart problems in young people. And it's just got to stop. As you put your work gear on today, look yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, what do I want to achieve from today? Why did I choose this career path? I'm begging you guys, I'm begging you. I'm seeing so much carnage in my private clinic. I'm seeing so much autoimmunity developing, so much. Even a chap over the weekend, on the same day as his Pfizer jab, he developed a movement disorder, which they're calling Parkinson's disease, but got worse with each subsequent COVID-19 jab that he was administered, up to four, when he said, no, that's enough now. And being gaslit. I know people that have had Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis, MS-type presentations that are just not getting the help from their doctors. It's just tragic to hear the stories of the gaslighting and the dismissing of the vaccine being any sort of role in this, even if it's a matter of days. These coincidences just keep coming thick and fast. Even in the last month, I've seen four men trying to conceive, four men at different places, and they have a condition called azeospermia, not one single functioning sperm. The amount of fertility and memory issues I'm seeing in young people, 40-year-olds coming in saying that they can't, you know, remember what they went to the shop for, or they're repeating themselves like they're 92 years of age with Alzheimer's. These people are fully jabbed every single time. The winter I've just experienced, every single one of the cases on one particular day, 16 chest infections, intractable chest infections, were in the fully vaccinated with a mean vaccine number of 3.2. I audited, I counted it, so that it was fact and not conspiracy theory. All day long I'm told that I'm spreading misinformation, conspiracy theories, that's the line my regulators have taken, but no one, yet no one will debate me, rebut me, show me the error of my ways, you know, show me, put their arm around me and say, Dave, you got it wrong, which I'm more than prepared to be, but it's beyond all reasonable doubt now, really it is, it's beyond all reasonable doubt. Every single day, I've got 20 patients this morning, 20 in the afternoon likely, and I'm sure I'm going to see a good proportion of them that have been affected adversely by this jab. It's time to speak out, guys. Let's do it, please. This one or two doctors speaking out, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. We're strong and safe in numbers. What are they going to do, strike us all off? At the same time, they can't do that. They proved that with the mandate for the NHS staff. I beg you guys, the amount of tip-offs I'm getting from doctors, midwives, nurses, even just last week, the midwives telling me what they're seeing at our local hospital maternity unit, the babies that are having problems. I mean, the one midwife said that the babies were coming out underweight and syndromic, which was a concerning phrase to use. Placentas being delivered, unhealthy placentas, intrauterine growth retardation, cardiac problems in mothers having normal vaginal deliveries. It just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen. The amount of fetal distress and emergency sections, it has to stop, guys. I beg you, as we start this week, I beg you to please speak out. Have the bravery. I keep getting told that, you know, we can't speak out because of the disciplinary. We've seen what they've done to you, Dr. Cartland. That doesn't wash. Neither does the fact that, you know, I've got mortgage and I've got kids and I've got a car and I've got all of those things. So every other dissenting doctor. We are protected, guys, and we are protected as long as we always use the facts. Stick to facts, stick to clinical experience, and you cannot go wrong. That's all I will say. Please, guys, today consider it. Consider in joining those brave doctors that have spoken out across the world. The momentum's building. There's been a massive shift, particularly in those vaccinated, and I've realised in the last few weeks and months that it is the vaccine that has caused their ill health. I pray that you realise that it's the right thing to do and it's time to stop as we consider rolling out yet another spring booster campaign. I'm hearing it across the land in Cornwall, spring booster campaign. Some people really considering 8 and 9 of these novel gene-based, I'd say therapeutics, but there's not a lot therapeutic about them because they don't work. Okay, so best go on, first patients here. So that's what I'm here to do, help the health of the people of Cornwall, and I won't be stopped. The mudslinging, the trolling, all the rest of it that's gone with it, all the regulatory abuse and resistance. In fact, I was asked the other day, why don't you just, you've done your bit now, you spoke up, retire. I'm never going to do that. I'm going to keep going because I know, as I said earlier, I'm backed by facts. I know I'm backed by clinical experience that I've seen with my own eyes. And I can't unsee these things. So please, considering what you're seeing, ask your patients how many vaccines they've had when they present to you with a terminal cancer in their 30s. Ask your patients how many they had when they present to A&E with ST elevation at the age of 27. How many jabs did they have? Please, guys, I'm begging you, stand with us, the few people that have risked it all. Have a great day.